Hello and welcome to Tiny Victories, the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, despite NASA's announcement that an asteroid might pass through a gravitational keyhole in the Earth's atmosphere, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something Laura and I call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us. For the next 15 minutes or so, we invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about gorillas getting COVID. Oof. And I'll stop worrying about all things ivermectin.
And I'll stop worrying about solar storms causing disasters on Earth.
And now, let's get tiny.
Yes, let's. Coming up on the show, Fielding Edloe calls in with a marriage victory that will resonate for any performer in a relationship with a fellow performer and resonate with people in other ways as well.
Plus, a Tiny Victories hotline caller responds to a previous hotline call about fixing a garbage disposal. We love callers responding to each other.
Love it. But first, this week's episode is sponsored by Beta Brand. Laura, you love your Beta Brand pants.
I love my Beta Brand pants. So I took them to LA when I took a trip. They travel super well. They do not wrinkle. They're like sweatpants, but they look like trousers. I have the cropped trouser, and they just fit great. And I don't usually do this, but I took pictures because I'm like kicking and stretching and move. I look like a dressed up grown up lady at work, but I could also stop and do a yoga class or take a nap, which is all I've ever wanted from pants.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I hope they can do my taxes as well, because they can do everything else. Mine are coming in the mail. I can't wait to get them. Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants are designed with fit and flexibility of yoga pants, but they look like professional dress pants.
They really do. They're awesome.
And you can get all the different styles. They offer skinny, crop, bootleg, and more colors. And these pants are wrinkle resistant. And right now, and they can be washed in a washing machine. And right now, our listeners get 30% off their Beta Brand orders when you go to betabrand.com/tiny. That's BETABRAND.com/tiny for 30% off of your order for a limited time. And you know, when you support our supporters, you're supporting the show. That's a lot of support.
30% off is fantastic. We could use the support.
Yep.
I love the pants. And you can find out why women are ditching typical work pants for Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants.
Yes. And now we have a Tiny Victory hotline call from the very funny Fielding Edloe.
My tiny victory has to do with being my husband's unpaid, unacknowledged, constant reader on his tsunami of self-tapes. And if I'm being truthful, there's a part of me that thinks I might get discovered by the casting director when I read. And they're going to be like, hold on a second. We cast Renee Zellweger on the robot thriller, but who is that? Somebody get me that. What's that background voice? But yesterday, when I read with my husband, Larry, I just simply read it, and I gave 30%. I didn't push or overact or interrupt his monologue or put on an accent, which he calls Yiddish Southwestern or my hybrid Transylvanian/Bushwick involvement. And then I realized, I can just give 30% all day long, and then I'm not filled to the brim with acrimony, resentment, hate, and paralyzing exhaustion at some unhinged middle-aged vigilante. My best can be 30%, and I can still microdose crack lanofran at the end of the day. Thank you for listening. This is Fielding Edloe.
Okay, first of all, I love Fielding, and I love this call. There's so much, but can I just point out a couple of nice phrases?
Yes.
Microdose cracklin oat bran.
Yes.
Yiddish Southwestern and hybrids Transylvanian/Bushwick involvement. She's good with words.
The lady can conjure an image.
The lady can make a sentence.
Yes.
I really love the idea of, first of all, the honesty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tight, just the honesty of like, you know what? If I'm honest, I'm not trying to help my husband at all. I want to get discovered. And I think like that's the Hollywood myth, right? That like I dropped my friend off at the audition and somehow I got cast as the lead in the movie, having never acted she does act. But anyway,
yes.
I love like
it's
admitting.
Very honest. It's very, it's great that she can tell us that for sure.
Yeah, I love how, like, the honest acknowledgement and then going, you know what? So it, for the sake of our marriage, I'm going to give less. Like, to me, there's a tiny victory when you realize that what really works for you is the opposite of kind of what we're told, like sort of the general thinking, like how TED Talks to me are always the opposite of, you know, being angry is actually good for you, or like the kind of the opposite of what you're told. So if she's like, you know what, I'm giving less to win because her making it about herself or giving it, you know, too much was like making her resentful and mad. And she's like, you know what? The victory for me is to give 30%.
Well,
I love it.
I love it too. And here's what I hear is that the way I relate to it is also that I can work too hard because I'm not necessarily working smart. I'm just pushing. I just like, because I insist that I know what's going to be best for something. And I'm also just like, a control freak, right? So I also have this voice in the back of my head that always tells me, you have to work at 120% of the level or else you're not getting out of bed. It's like all and more than all or nothing. You know, and there was a saying that has been attributed to Woody Allen. Let's pretend that's not true, and it might not be true, which was 90% of life is just showing up. Now, I really hate that saying because, first of all, sure, 90% of life might be showing up if you're an old white dude. I mean, maybe at one point that might have worked.
Or successful since you're 22 and people are just excited that you showed up.
Right. But like the idea of like, you know, that, hey, you just have to show up. But I don't really think that's true. But the question is, what kind of energy are you showing up with? You know, I'm such a pushy person that I end up with a lot of body pain, like neck pain and back pain. And I take this class. It's called Feldenkrais, where it's a technique where you, it's like a therapeutic body work technique where you learn to reuse your muscles using less strain. And it's all about not pushing and not trying too hard. And the teacher is always saying, now do less. Now do this movement using less force, but just the right amount of force. And that's what that reminds me of, is that we're just not always right about how much effort is needed. And it's scary for some people who have this frame of mind to say, I'm going to be present and do my job or whatever it is activity you're doing or in relationship and try to do less and feel like that's okay.
Yeah. What you've hit on for me, which I did not even connect with this, which is so great, is in meditation, the meditation that we both do.
Yeah.
There's a phrase, do less, accomplish more.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what you were talking about when some people are lazy and need to try harder, and some people are workaholics and need to do less. Like it's all about the balance of where you're coming from for where you want to be. But for so many of us, what we call work or doing stuff is just worry or busyness or that. And when you can disengage and power down and kind of recoup your strength, when you proceed from that place, you'll be so much more effective. And so the idea of do less, accomplish more can be really helpful.
Yeah. Do you know that phrase, Laura? It's like old comedy phrase, a hat on a hat. My ex-husband used to say that to me when I would write sometimes, like, you know, Annabelle, you wrote a joke and now you wrote a second joke that's kind of killing the first joke.
Yeah, stop at the
like,
joke.
We're one hat at a time. And I think it's really hard to figure out how much energy, how much effort is required in all these arenas. So thank you, Fielding, for calling us and being an amazing, funny comedian and writer. And she has a web series that she does with her husband. Oh, I love this. It's called Bitter Homes and Gardens. It's fantastic. And thanks for modeling using the right amount of effort.
Yeah, maybe sometimes giving 30% is the right thing.
I so love good. That. Okay, I'm not going to try too hard on this toss to this promo. I'm just going to let everybody know that we're going to take a quick break so you can hear from another show on the network. And when we come back, We have another listener's phone call.
Hey, if you have 5 minutes to spare, we could use your help with an audience survey. It'll help us keep the few ads we run very relevant to you. You can go to MaximumFun.org/ad survey to fill it out, and it would help us a ton. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. You've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely,
so.
You cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gerwich. And we have a Tiny Victory hotline call from Cindy.
Hi, Laura and Annabelle. This is Cindy. My recent Tiny Victory is in direct contrast to this week's episode about the garbage disposal and self-sufficiency. I fancy myself a very independent, strong-willed, self-sufficient person. But I was talking with my best friend, and she introduced the concept of competence versus independence and choosing to ask other people for help you don't necessarily need and using those opportunities to forge new relationships or strengthen existing relationships. And I took such an opportunity and asked a friend for help with some projects around the house, and that helped forge a new connection in my life. And I think the last year and a half has taught us we all need each other more than we think. And so maybe true independence is knowing when to do things yourself and when to ask for help. Just a thought. Love the show. Thanks.
Just so much wisdom in these tiny victory calls.
Yes. Yes, totally. I love, so the first one, like Fielding's, take was like, what she did to give less was to strengthen that relationship or avoid resentment. And the second one in asking for help is like to avoid isolation and also strengthen connection in just really just taking these contrary actions. Like, normally I would just do it myself, and then I tried something different and got this new connection with someone. So
I love that reminder. And all you need to do is come to my house and look at all the abandoned holes in the wall for things I've
holes
tried to,
in the wall.
Well, no, like
wait,
I've left
your house is full of holes in the wall.
No, it's just that like I've tried to do home improvements, Laura. That big surprise I am not capable of doing. Like sometimes it's good to ask for help, and I can do that. Like I'm self sufficient, and in some ways that's really good. But and sometimes really pick up the phone. And people will want to help you.
Yeah, I think so too. And there's something interesting about helping, like it often does help the other person to help you. I mean, after a certain age, none of us need to help our friends move. But otherwise, there's a lot of things like, so years ago, it's a tiny, tiny story. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I moved to Chicago from LA. I had a job there. So I was kind of moving in a hurry. It was like, got the job. It starts in a week kind of thing. And one friend, and she wasn't like the closest friend, but she said, do you need anything? And I was like, no, I don't think so. Because in my head, I was like, I just have to do all this stuff. And she brought it up. Well, why don't I help you pack? And I couldn't imagine anyone helping me pack except maybe like my mom when I went to college or something. Right. And she came over and we just talked and folded clothes. And it was such a relief for me and to have a little bit of company. And I just always remember this kindness. It was just kind of a chore, but it's this very sweet memory between us. Like it literally, just like in this call, literally created connection.
Yeah.
And it's very sweet.
Well, that's it for this week's show. And As always, I just get such a kick out of the Tiny Victory Hotline calls. It's just so wonderful to hear the stories from listeners.
Yeah, thank you to Fielding and Cindy for calling in, and thank you to everyone who calls in. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories, so please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record a Tiny Victory on the voice memo app of your choice. Email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. And won't you help us get the word out about the show? Please tell your friends, family, or anyone you meet that you think needs a little bit of goodness in their lives.
You said that perfectly. Another way you can help is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review. Or if you want to be like JP75556, you could leave a 1-star rating because they wrote, "This can't be real." Too good to be true, maybe? Or I don't know. Don't leave a 1-star.
I know you love one stars.
It's not good.
It's not good for the algorithm, but it's so funny. This can't be real.
How are we not real? We're so sadly, depressingly real.
I know. You couldn't make it up. Okay. Be sure to follow us on social media. Our show handle is @GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. To follow us individually, you can follow me at L.A. Gerwich.
My handle is @I'm Laura House. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you give 30% less, but get 30% more tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.